This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. U.S. President Joe Biden says America's longest war will end next month, resisting calls from some quarters to keep U.S. troops in Afghanistan amid a Taliban resurgence. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says the U.S. has achieved both goals it set when invading Afghanistan 20 years ago, take down Osama bin Laden and keep the nation from again becoming a terror haven.
We did not go to Afghanistan to nation build.
And Afghan leaders must now chart their own path. The president's been visibly annoyed by suggestions he's leaving too soon as the Taliban makes steady advances. But he says the past 20 years have shown the war is unwinnable.
How many thousands more Americans' daughters and sons are you willing to risk?
Under growing pressure from lawmakers, he's vowing to evacuate thousands of Afghans who help the U.S. military as drivers and interpreters. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Fans will be banned from Tokyo-area stadiums and arenas when the Olympics begin in 2 weeks after a decision announced by Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on Thursday, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Fans have been banned from the pandemic-postponed Tokyo Olympics following the issuing of a state of emergency. The move was announced by the International Olympic Committee and Japanese organisers, reducing the Games to a made-for-TV event. The new measures will clear venues around Tokyo, indoor and outdoor, of any fans at all. Suga says the emergency ruling would go into effect on Monday and last through August 22, which means the Olympics will be held entirely under emergency measures. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two men believed to be Haitian Americans, one of them purportedly a former guard at the Canadian embassy in Port-au-Prince, have been arrested in connection with the assassination of Haiti's president, according to a senior Haitian official. Matthias Pierre, Haiti's Minister of Elections, told the Associated Press that James Solage was among six people arrested in the 36 hours since the brazen killing of President Jovenel Moïse by gunmen at his home in the pre-dawn hours of Wednesday. Four other suspected assailants were killed in a gunfight with police, and two are still missing. Anger is growing around a lack of clarity on when Australia will allow international tourism and migration to resume, as New South Wales reported its biggest daily rise in locally acquired COVID-19 cases in 2021 on Thursday. Olivia Chan of Reuters reports.
Officials are blaming illegal family visits for a growing cluster of the highly infectious Delta variant. Last year, when much of the world was in lockdown, Australia was successfully hosting cricket matches and tennis tournaments. The economy also reopened earlier than expected in 2020, with more jobs now than before the pandemic. But with the new virus outbreaks in recent weeks and a chaotic vaccine rollout, Australia is yet to announce any firm time frame for international borders to fully open.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Rescue workers now focused on finding remains in the rubble of a collapsed Florida condominium said they will push forward with the same amount of energy as if they were looking for survivors. We get more from AP's Jennifer King.
The work continues with all speed and urgency.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says the death toll rose overnight.
The number of confirmed deaths is now 60.
As the mission at a collapsed Florida condo tower changes from rescue to a recovery effort.
80 are potentially unaccounted for.
Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz was at the news conference carried by WPLG-TV.
It took a little piece of the hearts of this community.
On a fence nearby, well-wishers posted photos of the victims and supportive messages. Experts say crews will use heavy equipment to lift material off the debris pile, place it in containers, and evaluate it for evidence of human remains. I'm Jennifer King.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week to 373,000. The four-week average of applications, which smooths out week-to-week volatility, is now at 394,500, the lowest such level since the pandemic erupted in March of last year. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.